at the beginning of the year, the first 3 weeks, we never thought this would even be remotely a chance to have happen.
Yeah.
And we thought maybe trade deadline, Pete Alonso's going to go, this one's going to go. And then there was that whole discussion about how Steve Cohen believed in the team and they weren't going to make any trades. And the players were coming out saying, we need support here. You know, and I said to you that I felt like the players earned the right to say that because they played themselves out of the abyss into being a team that is legitimately now in this pennant race. So I don't know, man. I take it when it comes and when it's here right now. And how many times have we said, oh, just give me meaningful baseball in August and September?
Well, yeah, and that's not a phrase. That's not a phrase that I use a lot.
Well, I mean, a lot of people around here use it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I've used it. I said, because I don't want, you know, I love football and I want to be a part of football and I want to be all engrossed in football. And we got a Thursday night game tonight, of course. But these two teams, both the Yankees and the Mets, win games yesterday after the Mets were almost being no hit and the Yankees have a walk-off. And Lindor ties it in the ninth inning with a blast. And it's like everybody took a big deep breath, I felt like, watching a replay of it. So yeah. I'm just, hey, I don't know, man. I that made me feel good. When I heard Evan on this radio station when we got in the car yesterday after we were winners, I felt like a sense of, I don't know, like euphoria.
Wow.
Because yeah. I felt like the morale around here has been in the toilet because of what happened with the football teams the first weekend and how inconsistent the Yankees have been. But the Mets have been kind of surging. And I know that they've been great.
I mean, yeah. I'm not denying any of that. And I don't want to be my words to be misconstrued. I just feel like I have that trepidation into buying in because I'm just so tired of that feeling of 2022. Like that's really what it comes down to. It's my own fault. I mean, I wish I had the maturity to just go, well, screw it. Enjoy every bit of it. It's fine. It's fun. It's great. It's entertainment. But it's like, I don't want to all of a sudden go, wow, you know, buy fully in. They're going to do it. This is special. Maybe something magical is happening. And then just see what I saw a couple years ago, because I did exactly that. I was activated. I was brought back. I was like a little kid again with that team.
You know, but
they squashed me like a lantern fly.
Every season is different. You know this.